Sweet light in the air.
I'd like to introduce you now to a set of singing siblings.
Sweet light in the air.
My name is Lily Chapin. I'm one of the Chapin sisters. I'm here with my sister Abigail.
That's me. I'm Abigail Chapin.
The Chapin sisters, a critically acclaimed duo with tinges of folk, country, and pop in their songs. But when they went looking for a new project, the sisters decided to go on a double date of sorts with another famous set of singing siblings, Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers. Date with the Everly Brothers is a tribute album and the latest release by the Chapin sisters. So is one of you Don and one of you Phil?
I'm Don. Abigail's Phil. Abigail has the high, beautiful timbre of Phil.
I'm taller. What can I say?
She's taller.
So what intrigued you about the Everly Brothers? Abigail, why don't you begin with that?
Well, we started out as a trio. We have another sister named Jessica, and we always, because we grew up as three sisters, we naturally always sang three-part harmony up until a couple years ago when Jessica had her daughter, Myra Jean, and Lily and I were left as a duo.
And with the two-part harmony, you kind of are playing with elimination. You're playing with which of the three notes in a chord are you removing. And obviously there are chords that have more than three notes in them, but the basic structure of a major or a minor chord is in those three. And with the Everly Brothers, you know, for some reason, I don't know where it came from, whether it was the songwriters they were working with, whether it was their ears, whether it was the many, many years that they sang together, they were masters at just choosing the perfect two notes in almost every situation. You never miss the third voice. You never think, oh, I wish there was another Everly singing a third part.
Let me ask you to take us into the process a bit, because one of the challenges of a project like this, I imagine, would be to take essentially somebody else's signature song and make it work for you. So let's begin. Perhaps the Everly Brothers' best-known song, All I Have to Do is Dream. So you heard that. What did you say to each other?
Well, we didn't grow up knowing every single Everly Brothers song, contrary to what we like to lead people to believe. But we did know that very well. So when we were picking songs, it was kind of on the chopping block. Like, is this too popular? Do too many people know the song? Does everyone have it like emblazoned in their minds completely? Mm-hmm. Or should we do it anyway? But it is an amazing song. I mean, it's perfect. And it's probably the only song in the history of the world that uses the phrase gee whiz so poetically. So we decided we would do it, and then when we were in the studio recording the songs, which we did live all in one day, it was kind of at the end of the day, and that's one that we strayed almost the most from its original version.
Well, let's listen to what you came up with.
Boy, that's haunting.
there are other cuts that you do where you almost sound like members of the Everly family. Let's listen to Kathy's Clown. What is there about siblings' voices that gets to us?
You know, that's something that we get asked a lot. We don't know. I think it's partially, I guess, genetics, that you have similar facial structure, which leads to timbre. But I think more it's just that you've been singing together your whole lives. So there's a familiarity with each other's voices and tendencies, and like you know exactly what she's going to do next.
And you, this is something you referred to earlier. Why did you record all the songs at once?
Actually, that was part of the, I guess, the tribute or the emulation. You know, in the old days, you didn't have the luxuries of digital recording that we have now. So, you know, everybody who played on the record had to be able to get in the studio and execute it all at once. So we wanted to feel what that was like. And Abigail and I were in one
stairwell.
Yeah, like in the stairwell. We had the rest of the band in the main recording room, and then it just kind of worked, so we were thrilled.
A phrase you just tossed off, I think, would strike a lot of people at home. So you rented a studio so you could sing in a stairwell? I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, okay, so
I mean, the people who recorded in the Motown garage, that was like what they had.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay, so we rented the studio for the studio.
And since not everyone records like that anymore, not everyone's always playing live. In fact, it's not common anymore. So there wasn't room for us besides in the stairwell.
Yeah, they didn't have enough isolation booths, and we gave the isolation booth to the piano player, and so we took the stairwell. But you know, stairwells are underrated places.
And they have nice reverb and
they've good acoustics.
Abigail and Lily, the Chapin sisters, their latest album, A Date with the Everly Brothers, was released this week. They joined us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.